तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्तिके।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर परमाराध्य नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। यस्टरडे इन योर क्लास we explained what is uttama bhakti. Then uttama bhakti, from where it begins, its last fraction is shraddha. What is the meaning of Shraddha? To desire, a desire to serve Krishna and Radhika. This desire is the root of all bhakti. But how it comes? And then symptom, what symptoms come? Faith in Guru word, Vaishnava word, and Krishna word, and epics word, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is outer symptom. And also, a symptom comes of Saranagati in this, which is the doorway of bhakti. If a man has totally surrendered to Krishna, then if a suffering or anything coming, why he should call others? Like Draupadi, like elephant, or Krishna is always protector. He is everywhere. He is in heart. He knows everything. Then why to fear? And to how to, why to beg your, fold your hand to others? Krishna must save you. This should come in first Shraddha. But from where Shraddha comes? Sadhu Sangha. Root of all these things, bhakti, is Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya. Law matra sadhu sanghe sarva siddhi hai. So, first sadhu sangh, why? Oh, it is due to, it comes due to previous past Bhagavat Sukriti. Not by any good activities. regarding father, mother or anything. If you have heard some Harikatha from Vaishnava, you have donated something, even water, any what he requires, or even you have given oil to Thakurji Mandir to for lamp, that Sukriti may come. Not only small, but so much Sukriti should be there. Punja punja means lot of Sukriti. Then Sadhu Sangh comes. And after that, when he creates Saddha, that by serving of Krishna, your life will be successful. Then he wants to hear more. And then second time Sadhu Sangha. And by his association, he thinks the necessity of Sadguru. And then he searches. For that person, Krishna sends Guru real. And for others, bogus Guru. But those who come in this line, for them, pure Guru qualified. Tasmat Gurum prapaddeti jigyasu seya uttamam sabde parecha nishanatam brahmanupa samasya. This qualified Guru. He knows all the meanings of all the Shastra, especially Bhagavatam. So that he can remove any doubt of his disciples. He should have some realization of Krishna. That he can give Krishna from his heart to others. And most important also, that he should be discharged from worldly things, worldly desires. So, anyhow, Krishna merciful, he gives a guru like this. Then, Guru Sushramanam, Guru Saddha Purvak Shraba. Bandhu like. Like Sadbandhu. Like he is my well-wisher. And we should serve that Gurudev. And then kindly he will associate you and he will teach you all the process of bhakti. Without Guru, anyone cannot achieve pure bhakti. Especially, Guru Nishtha is backbone of bhakti. If no Guru Nishtha, no bhakti. And thus, now he begins. What? Sadhan. What is sadhan? Kriti sadhya. Bhavet sadhvava. Sadhana vidha. Nitta siddhasya bhavasya. Prakattam ridhi sadhyata. When or all activities by mind, tan, body, and by mood, everything. To achieve rati, bhav, by these indriyas, these senses, then
नित्य सिद्धा भावस्य प्राकट्यं हृदि साध्यता वी आर एटर्नल सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्ण वी हैव सम रिलेशन विथ कृष्ण दैट नित्य सिद्ध भाव विल कम आउट मैनिफेस्ट बाय दैट दिस इज साधन एंड देन ही साधन बिगिंस Then from Nishtha, two kinds of bhakti, Anishthita and then Nishthita. First will come Anishthita bhakti. Oh, Bidhu Vikalpa, Utsamayi, Ghantarla and so many things. Sometimes, oh, very, very enthusiastic in bhakti, sadhan. Sometimes, if test is not coming, then he can give in this way. Sometimes we may think, should I give up grihastha or I should be in grihastha or should I be renounced? Oh, Maharaj Janak and others were in worldly life. And then, oh, but Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his followers, Rup, Sanatan, oh, they have given up. Why? So in dilemma. And so this is anishthita and then nishthita bhakti. But yet some anartha are there, not fully. As much as you will advance, anartha will go away and pure bhakti gradually coming. Then Nishtha Ruchi will come. Ruchi will be two kinds. Ruchi in Vaishishta Apekhini or Vaishishta Anapekhini. If DT is very decorated, then oh, very beautiful Thakurji. And if he is naked, oh, no taste. If a Vaishnav sings, but his voice is not so good, then, oh, not good Kirtan. And if anyone who has no bhakti at all, with melody, with so many instruments, he will sing, oh, very good Kirtan. This is Vaishishta Apekshini. And oh, if Thakurji anyway, like Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, like others, even naked, not decorated, oh, they will do pranam. And Krishna Bhakti will come, inspire. By after this, Asakti will come. First, Asakti will come in sadhan, Shraman Kirtan Smaran. Asakti means excitement will come. And after that, what will come? Oh, Asakti, attachment to Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And after that, most important thing, will come Rati. What is Rati? Suddha Sattva Visheshatma. Prem Sujjans Samya Bhakti. Ruchvi chittam marshinna kridau sau bhavo mucchate. Suddha sattva, visheshatma. What meaning? Oh, prem is like sun. And he is what? Kiran. First rays are like rati. And it is Suddha Sattva. What is Suddha Sattva? Sattva, Mishra Sattva, Suddha Sattva, Vishesh Suddha. Sattva, all what we are seeing, it is Sattva. Misra Sattva. Conditioned soul with body. Misra. And Shuddha Sattva. Pure, liberated soul. And Visuddha Sattva. Body of Krishna, his float, his everything, his association. So, Shuddha Sattva. If anyone has greed to be like friends of Krishna Sakha, father, mother, or his most beloved gopis, that with Krishna we should meditate Sakhas or Majasoda Ananda Baba or like gopis. And by following, their moods comes in the devotee sadhak heart. This is Shuddha Sattva. If Shuddha Sattva come, very soon Prem comes. What is Prem? If any occasion comes, that Prem should be destroyed. Even Prem goes higher and higher. Sneh, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. And after that, Rudha, Adhirudha, then Mohan, and after that, Madan, only in Radhika. So this is the highest stage of bhakti, Madan, and which is in Radhika. So bhakti in highest stage, the mood of Radhika, the serving mood of Radhika is Madanakbhav, that is highest stage of what? Uttama Bhakti. And first is Shraddha. These all things. Then I want to tell you the gradation of Uttama Bhakti by examples. Srila Sanatana Goswami has divided Uttama Bhakti, those who have Uttama Bhakti, their category. First, Jnani Bhakta, then Shuddha Bhakta, then Premi Bhakta, Prem Par Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. Like Prahlad Maharaj, in the first stage of Sant Kumar, four Kumars, and first stage of Sukadeva Goswami, these stages. They are Uttam. Prahlad Maharaj is Uttam. Two kinds of Jnani. One nirvisheshvadi, they don't sikar karna, admit the roop of Krishna, any quality, nothing, like zero. And aham brahmasmi, I am Brahma. This world is false. Jeev also, we are Brahma. Everything in this world is Brahma. These are Jnanis. This is against bhakti. But those who are Jnani Bhakta, that everywhere they are seeing their worshipable deity. Everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj. Everywhere. He sees in Krishna all living entity, and in living entity he sees, O Krishna. These are Mahabhagavat. What is the defect there? Defect there, they cannot serve Krishna with all ton, body, mind, soul by moods. Why not? Prahlad Maharaj cannot. Because he knows that his Prabhu is very
powerful, aishwaryamay, having so much opulence, he has no appetite, he has no thirst, he never become tired, so no need of seva. But, oh Prabhu, you should be merciful to me. From them, Shuddha Bhakta, Ambarish Maharaj, his pure Bhakta, by his all senses, he used to serve. And he was pure Shuddha Bhakta. Then Hanuman is Premi Bhakta, more than always serving Ram in his Leela. By mind, soul, everything. He is Premi Bhakta. But he cannot embrace Ram. He cannot take anything from same dish. He cannot sleep with Ramchandra. When Ram is on throne, he will sit aside. But Pandavas, oh, so much more. More and more. Krishna has married his daughter, his sister Subhadra to him. And he became charioteer of Arjuna. And he was following the order of Arjuna like a servant. He became messenger of Pandavas and went to Duryodhan. Even in battle, when the horses of the chariot of Arjuna were tired, then he came down and he used to massage them. What to Arjuna? They used to take prasadam from one dish, sleeping on the same. But sometimes, when Krishna showed him universal form, then he feared. Oh, what I have done? I have told him, Sakha. Oh, I have done offense in the Lord's feet of Krishna. He is creator of whole world. He is Prabhu of whole world. I have told him, take my chariot in the middle of the... So many things. Oh, Prabhu, you should. So, Aishwarya Buddhi came. But Uddhav, more and more. From Uddhav, Uddhav has prayed the feet dust of gopis. So, gopis are more superior than even Uddhav. Brajavasi are more superior than Uddhav. First, Darsya. From Darsya to Sakya are more superior. Siddham, Subal. They can fight with Krishna. They can, when he is sleeping, they will go, oh, Kanaiya, utho. Wake up. And Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba more. In Nand Baba Yashoda, Yashoda has more affection and mamata minus to Krishna. So she is superior. And from Yashoda, all the gopis are superior. In all gopis, Chandravali and Radhika are superior. And in them, superior. Malli Srimati Radhika. So in this category, Srimati Radhika is far superior than all Krishna, most beloved gopis. Because she has Madan Akhya Bhav to Krishna. Now, we have discussed about Rasa, Panchadhyayi. After that, Jugal Gita came.
And after Jugal Geet, Krishna killed Shankhachud, Sudarshan, a python. And after that, he killed Keshi, Vyomasur, Aristasur and others. So, who will tell Sudarshan? Remember Sudarshan?
Guruve Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadali Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Panchatatmatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupas Rupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my obeisances millions of times. Lotus feet of Sri Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, present Sri Dandi Vaishnavas, Sajan Matri Mandal, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. So Gurudev has given me order to try to discuss some of the pastimes of Sri Krishna. So we should understand, Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes in his literatures that each of the demons killed by Krishna represent one fault or one obstacle. Therefore, by hearing these pastimes, that fault which is present in us will become obliterated and the path towards pure devotion will become clear. Therefore, one of the major, actually the biggest obstacle towards devotion is the disease or the fault of Mayavad. Mayavad means that people who do not accept the difference between the individual soul and the supreme soul. They think Sarva Kalavidam Brahma. We are all the Supreme Lord. We are all one with God. But this conclusion is completely against devotion. Because if you merge with God, is there anybody left to serve Him? If you become God, can you taste Him? If your tongue is made of sugar, can you taste sugar? It's quite impossible. Therefore, I'll tell one little story. When Guruji was in Himalaya many years before with his spiritual master, Nityalila Parish Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj. That time Gurudev was reading one book by Sri Sanatan Goswami called Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That time there was one Mayavadi, means the followers of Sankaracharya. You can know them very clearly because they have three lines of tilak across here. He came and asked Gurudev, why you're reading that book? You should be reading the commentary of Vedanta by Sri Sankaracharya. And Gurudev answered, because I prefer to read the books of Sanatan Goswami because he is higher. That man said, that is crazy how you can say that. Sankaracharya is direct incarnation of Mahadev. And Gurudev said, I know that, but Sanatan Goswami is direct representation of Srimati Radhika's own servant. Therefore, he is higher. Then some argument came. So Param Gurudev, our Guruji's Guru, was inside hearing, then he came out. Then there was Param Gurudev challenged him and said, I say you're becoming one with the Supreme Lord. It's the same as becoming one with stool. And that man was horrified. If you become one with stool, you become stool. No one to smell the bad smell. If you become one with Krishna, no one to taste the beauty of Krishna. Therefore, it's the same thing. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Taramadi Mukta Vansha Koita Prajan Dahad Hoite Krishna Bhakti Hoile Anta Dhyan. Where there is even a fragrance of the smell of the desire to become one with God, then devotional service, the desire to serve Krishna, completely disappears. Therefore, this demon of the desire to become one with God is represented by the python called Sudarshan. One time in 10th canto, it describes that Krishna, his mother and father, all his friends, all the Brijabasis were in a forest performing kirtan. The question comes, what were they doing in the forest in the middle of the night? Therefore, that must have been Ekadasi day. Especially in Vrindavan, many people say,
in nearer to Mathura, there, and they were fasting and then.
So many people think anyway that because especially in Vrindavan in India, people think, oh, we are Brijbasis, we don't need to follow any type of rules or regulations, we don't need to follow Ekadasi or Shivaratri or nothing because we are Brijbasi. But this is not true because Brijbasi also follow vows like Ekadasi and the appearance day of Lord Shiva. Therefore, Lord Shiva, he is the greatest devotee. Without his mercy, it's quite impossible to achieve devotion to Sri Krishna. Just like Ganga is the greatest river, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of the Puranas. In the same way, in Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu, Lord Shiva or Mahadev is the greatest of the devotees. Therefore, without his mercy, Krishna Bhakti is quite it's impossible to achieve. Therefore, all the Brijbasis in the middle of the night, that was the night of Shiva Chaturdasi, they were fasting for the grace of Lord Shiva. So that time, one snake in the form of a python, he came and grabbed Krishna's father, Nanda Baba, and began to swallow him whole. He thought, everyone else is fasting, but why should I fast? Therefore, he began to chew Nanda Baba and swallow him. That time, they began beating that snake with torches and sticks and stones, but that snake would not release Nanda Baba. Because those who do not believe in the personality of Godhead or the form of Krishna, then neither they believe in the eternal personality of the associates of Krishna, because they think the jiva has become destroyed by merging with God. Therefore, this demon means Krishna should have no form, no associates, no pastimes, especially no mother and father. Therefore, he began to swallow Nanda Baba. That time everyone began beating that snake, but he would not release Nanda Baba until Krishna came himself and touched that snake on the head with his own lotus feet. So that desire to become one with the Supreme Lord can be destroyed only by the special grace of Krishna and his devotees. For example, Janak Maharaj, he was playing the pastime of an Advaitavadi, actually of a Brahmavadi. Brahmavadi has two main gurus. One is Janak Maharaj, the other one is Astavakra. Therefore, when Sita and Ram and Lakshman came after taking weapons training from Vishwamitra Rishi, they came back through Janakpuri. That time, Janak Maharaj asked, hey, who are those two boys? They are very attractive. They have attracted my mind from the happiness of meditating on the impersonal Bhagavan. Etu balak ati anuragi barosamam brahma sukatyagi. Those two boys, their beauty has attracted my mind from impersonal liberation. Therefore, the desire to become a devotee can appear in the heart of an Advaitavadi only by the special grace of Krishna and his devotees. So Krishna kicked that serpent in the head, means he got some pure intelligence by the grace of the foot dust of Krishna. Then he spat, and he released Nanda Baba, and he took his original form as a Vidyadhara. His name was Sudarshan Vidyadhara. He had been cursed to become a python for some offense, but that offense has skipped my mind now. I cannot remember. So,
any rishi, he was laughing, joking. How beautiful, how beautiful. Astavakra. And then he cursed, oh, you should be python.
Because python is very beautiful outside, but inside he's full of poison.
Oh, no, outside, every side.
Therefore, we should not make offense to any sunny persons by laughing at them. That is the point. No? So there was one devotee, there was one Brahmavadi called Astavakra. He was in the womb of his mother. His father was chanting Vedic mantras. Then in the womb, he said, Father, you are not chanting properly. And father became angry. You're correcting me. Then I curse you, become bent in eight places. Therefore, he used to walk a little funny. So the Vidyadhara, he laughed. Oh, you walk very nicely, Maharaj. You're very attractive. Then he cursed him, you could become a snake. Then he fell at the feet of Astavaka and begged, how I can be forgiven for this offense? How can I be free from the snake form? You can be freed only by the grace of Krishna himself. Therefore, another point is sometimes saintly personalities become angry, but that does not mean they do not have affection for us. Their anger is another form of their blessings. Otherwise, how an ordinary demigod like Vidyadhara can get the feet dust of Krishna and get the feet of Nanda Baba in his stomach? You know, must be the special grace of Krishna himself. Therefore, one more point, when Krishna touched him with his feet, he became a demigod, because in his previous life he had not practiced devotion. Therefore, he got the mercy of Krishna and became a demigod, but that pure devotion he did not achieve. He did not achieve the form of an associate of Krishna. So, by the grace of hearing this pastime, by the grace of Guru Pada Padma and the eternal pastimes of Krishna, thank this you. Fault of Mayavad can be obliterated from our heart. Go Premananda.
Shankhachur, can you? He is ready. Brief, in brief.
Okay. Hare Krishna. So after the Shivaratri festival, when they returned back to Vrindavan, then at that time, it was Holi. So it was Purnima night, Holi, and Krishna and Balaram, they began to go into the forest to enjoy the Purnima night, just as the night was setting itself. And they were listening to the damsels of Braja. Krishna and Balaram are unlimitedly strong. They had beautiful limbs. They were dressed in spotless clothing. They had beautiful garlands upon them. And they looked so gorgeous. And the gopis, they became so enchanted by looking at Krishna and Balaram. They began singing some beautiful songs. And Krishna and Balaram were seeing the lush grasses of the forest. They were seeing the beautiful trees. And the trees were laden with fruits and flowers, and the flower fragrance of Malika, Cheli, Kameli, Beli. So many beautiful fragrances were being blown through the atmosphere by the breeze. And the bees were humming here and there. And this way, Krishna and Balaram were so enchanted and so excited by the atmosphere, looking at the full moon and all of the stars dancing around the full moon in a great, beautiful scene, they began to sing. And the singing of Krishna and Balaram is not ordinary. Actually, they were able to sing all of the notes that are in the full range at one time. And so in this way, they sang so beautifully, they began to enchant everyone. And the gopis, who were very beautifully dressed with garlands and flowers in their hair and very nicely decorated, became stunned and began to faint, hearing the beautiful songs of Krishna and Balaram. And at this, their clothes became slackened, their garlands became loose, their braids became loose, the flowers were falling. And just at that point, then Krishna and Balaram began to have very sweet pastimes with the damsels of Braja. So at that time, a very intimate servant of Kuvera, treasurer of the demigods, came. His name was Sankachuda. He was big and strong, handsome, and very wealthy. So he thought to himself, why Krishna and Balaram, these cowherd boys, are enjoying these beautiful girls? I should have them. So he had a big stick, and he began swinging the stick like this and forcing the cowherd girls that you move, go to the north. And frightened, even though right in front of, in the immediate vicinity of Krishna and Balaram, swinging his stick like this, the damsels of Braja began to run, move to the north in a frightened way. And they began yelling out, Krishna, Rama, save us. Then Krishna and Rama began running after them like two bull elephants, very strong, picking up big logs and chasing them. So when Sankachuda looked behind him and he saw, oh, these are not ordinary boys. They are very strong and they are carrying big logs and running swiftly. They will catch me. So with great anxiety and fear, Sankachuta left the gopis and ran very quickly. So Krishna at that time, he looked at Balaram. Catching up to the gopis, he looked at Balaram, glancing at Balaram, indicating you should stay here and protect these gopis. And it also indicated that these were his gopis. These were his particular gopis. And then Balaram told, kill him quickly. And Krishna said, yes, I will kill him now. And although by that time, Sankachuta had run very swiftly in a far distance, in just a few steps, Krishna ran as if he was nearby and captured him and took his fist and with one fist struck him on the head and immediately decapitated his head and grabbed the shank, the beautiful jewel that looked like a conch shell upon his head. Taking off his head and taking the shank, he came back to see Balaram and the gopis, and not wanting to have any of the gopis become envious that, oh, he has given the jewel to me or this one or that one, so he gave it to Balaram. So Balaram took the jewel, and then later on, secretly, knowing what Krishna wanted in his heart, he gave it to Srimati Radhika.
Very good. Very good. In the meantime, great sage Narada Rishi went to Kans and told Kans, do you know that the girl which became in the form of 8-handed Durga Devi, she was not the daughter of Vasudev and Devaki. Really, she was daughter of Yashoda. And Krishna, you know, Krishna is son of Devaki and Baldev from Rohini. Actually, they are the sons of Devaki and Vasudev. And all the Yadubansis, prominent, they are demigods. Anyhow, they want to kill you. Be careful. And then, Narayana, 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 Jai Jai Narayana, Narayana. Singing on Veena, he went on. In the meantime, Krishna killed Vrishabhasura by killing him. Gopis told that we cannot touch you, Krishna. You have committed offense by killing a cow. Then Krishna told that how I will be purified. Then, you should eat bath in whole Tirthasthali. Then, Tirthasthali means pilgrimage, holy places like Prayag, Pushkar, Gangotri, Haridwar, and others. Then, and at once Krishna with his edi, hill, he created Krishna Kunda, Shyam Kunda, and then Radha. She made Radha Kunda in this way. And then Kesibad. You know Kesibad? Kesi. Oh,
Omeginate mirandas yagyanam jala shalakaya chakshu unmilitam jena tasmaye shri guruve namaha. So Srila Gurudev, he has asked to speak about the Keshi demon. The Keshi demon is a huge horse demon, servant of Kamsa. And just before the Keshi demon manifested in Vrindavan, Krishna's dear friend, Madhu Mangal, he was saying to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, why does everybody worship you? Perhaps they worship you just because you have a flute and a peacock feather." So Krishna said, "Okay, my dear Sakha, why don't you take this peacock feather for a day and my flute for a day, and then you can become famous also." So Madhu Mangal, he thought this was a very good idea. So Madhu Mangal, he took this peacock feather and Krishna's flute, and he was wandering around in Braj, thinking that, "Oh, now I am going to become as famous as Krishna." But just at that time, the Keshi demon, this huge horse demon, that's mane was reaching the clouds, enormous, very, very powerful demon of Kamsa, he came to Vrindavan seeking Krishna, and he'd been told that Krishna, he wears a peacock feather and he has a flute in his belt. So Madhu Mangal, wandering around, suddenly the Keshi demon came in view, and Madhu Mangal was terrified. And the Keshi demon, just by the sweeping of his tail, he pushed Madhu Mangal hundreds of yards back. So at that time, Madhu Mangal, he ran. And at that time, Krishna, all-knowing, he came to that area where Keshi demon was. At that time, the Keshi demon, he charged straight at Krishna. And Krishna, with his fist, he pushed his fist into the throat of Keshi demon and became like very, very hot, like hot iron. And this took the life of Keshi demon. And Keshi demon was finished. So that time, everyone was glorifying Krishna, and Madhu Mangal again, very humbly, he took the peacock feather and Krishna's flute back to Krishna, and never again did he want to imitate the Lord. But the Keshi demon was a very ferocious demon and was annihilated very easily by the Lord. So this is the pastime of Keshi demon.
After this pastime, Narad singing Krishna glories, he went to Braj and met with Krishna and told, "O Prabhu, you are Supreme Lord. You have come to reduce the burden of earth by the prayer of Brahma, Shankar and others and cows. Now, I want that I should see, day after tomorrow, that you will go to Mathura. You will kill Kubalyapid. After that, you will kill Charun Mustik and even Kansa. And then you will defeat Jarasandha. 17 times. And after, you will go to Dwarka with whole family there. In a night, that Puri will be constructed by Vishwakarma himself. Very beautiful. And then, there you will kill Pundrik Vasudev, who was imitating that I am Vasudev, Krishna, having two folded, two wooden arms. And told Krishna that you should fight, otherwise give up your form. I am Vasudev. Then Krishna took his head by, "I will see." After that, you will go to Baldev, will marry. Then you will marry with
Rukmini, Satyabhama and all others, I will see. And after that, in Mahabharata Yuddha, you will go and you will finish both army excepting some only. Five Pandavas, you and other party, Ashwatthama, Kripacharya, Kritaparma. Only this. Oh, so much burden will be go away. So I want to see. I know that you are now drinking in the ocean of Braj Prem. You have not remembering all these things. But I came only to remember you, remind you. And then, why he did so? He went to Kansa and told that be careful from demigods and Krishna and Vasudev, Krishna and Balaram. Why he told? And again he went to Krishna and told him that I want that you should kill Kansa and others. Both sides. Kansa thinks that Krishna, Narada is my guru, Gurudev. And Krishna and Brajavasi also they think like so. Oh, Narada is high class of devotee. Any general person cannot understand his understandings. He thought, oh, Kansa is giving so much torturing Vasudev and Devaki, Ugrasen and others. All the dynasty of Krishna are out of Mathura. And Kansa is torturing all. So I should do something that he, very soon he should torture more, that Krishna will come and finish him. That is why he told. Now, Kansa was called a meeting. Charun, Mosti, Hal Torsal, and also Jaman, Kaljon and others perhaps, all them, and told what Narada told and what we should do. We are seeing that so many powerful demons we have sent to kill Krishna and Baldev in Braja, but none has come to tell that what became. So, we cannot kill him in Braja. He must be anyhow called here. We make a Dhanush Yajna. Dhanush Yajna, that sacrifice. To please, we will tell that to please Rangeshwar Mahadev. And we should call all prominent kings here and there. We should call Nand Baba and Krishna and Baldev strictly. And then here, my elephant, very Kuballyapid, will crush Krishna and Baldev. If anyhow we will be saved, then what? Charun Mostik will crush them. Then he called Akrur. Oh, my dear friend Akrur, you are my well-wisher, I know. I have trust on you. Please go and tell Nanda Baba that he should come with his so many, with with Upahar. Presentation and give my kar tax anyhow you should. Then he told, he was thinking, oh, now his last days is coming very soon. If anyone takes a poisonous snake on his neck and he He bites them and he kills. So, serpent was so very far away, but he is bringing there. So he is calling. Anyhow, I am very fortunate that I will go to Braja and bring. How Akrur went to Braja and how he was overwhelmed with seeing the footprints of Krishna. And he prayed Krishna. And how Akrur brought, what was the stage of the gopi, lamenting and feeling so much separation. Tirtha Maharaj should tell something.
Braja Leela and Pura Leela. There are Sri Krishna when he lived in Braja Bhumi, then he has three forms, Balla, Pauganda and Kaisava. Three types Leela he did. And there are so many associates, five kinds of mood. There are mostly Dasa, Sakya, Vatsala and Madhur. So Sri Krishna always was testing their moods. After then, Sri Krishna's desire, Sri Krishna wants more than gopi's mood. How can test this gopi's mood? So at that time, Sri Krishna decided he wants to go in Mathura. Here also Gurudev spoke, Kamsa wants to kill Sri Krishna and Balaram. So he sent so many demons in Brajabhumi, but they cannot kill, so they cannot come back return. So everyone gone. After then, Kamsa decided and called to Akrur, you must go in Brajabhumi, and you called to Krishna and Balaram, they will come here. After then, so Nanda Maharaj and Brajavasis, they will come because they give my Rajas taxes. And after then, so here we are making one big festival, Shiva Mela festival. So in this way, so many kinds of Indian things, so Krishna Balaram will come here. So Kamsa sent to Akrur. Next day, Ekadasi night, decided with Akrur. Next day, Dwadasi day, so Akrur went from Mathura to Nandagaon. When he went on the way, at that time he thought, Sri Krishna is, Krishna Balaram is sons of Vasudev Maharaj. He is my brother. So, Krishna Balaram, they are not ordinary persons. They are Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So life after life, all the times, all jugs, so they are coming. So many incarnations. And this time, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he appeared. And he played in Brajabhumi so many plays. So, and he always testing their moods. But I am his uncle. If sometime he's calling me uncle, so he has this mood. In this way, then he has opulence mood also. That time when he had seen, there are so many footprints. Sri Krishna played in Brajabhumi. When he played flute, at that time, Brajavasi and Brajabhumi, there are hailstones, everything melt. So there are so many footprints in Nandagaon Charanpahari, Giriraj Charanpahari, and Giriraj, there have footprints. And Kamavan, Baitan, so every year we see, so when Sri Krishna play flute, at that time so melt stone, so become a mud. When Krishna walked there so big size, so footprint came. So Akrur, when had seen this footprint, at that time he prayed, did Sashtanga Pranam. So whose feet dust, Lakshmi Devi always praying. And Brahma, Shiv, any kind of rishis, sages, so everyone they are praying this foot dust. So I also pray to this foot dust. Sri Krishna will be happy and he will be pleased me. In this way he prayed his all incarnations. So Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he is Purna Avatari. So when he will give me darshan and calling me uncle, so this way, so he has very absorbed mood. When he came in Nanda Bhavan, then Nanda Maharaj gave respect to him and he took food and any prasadam. After then took rest. In the evening time, when Krishna Balaram came from ghost of me, after then, Yashoda Mata every day evening did aarti. So same way, she did aarti and she gave parental moods and everything. After then, when Krishna Balaram took prasad, then Nanda Baba told them, "O Krishna, O Balaram, so now today Akrur came from Mathura. He is your chacha uncle. So you can give respect him and talk with him." At that time, so Krishna Balaram came, they did pranam. That time, so Sri Krishna and Balaram, when they said, "Akrur, request more. O Krishna, O Balaram, you are not ordinary person, Supreme God. So you appeared in Mathura. Your father is Nanda Vasudev Maharaj and Devaki." And said, both persons, Balaram also had. So Vasudev and Devaki, they are living in prison, so long time passed. And Kamsa always making problems, disturbance, always fighting, quarreling, killing others, so many things. But how long time will be this disturbance? If you are not coming, they are not safe to them. Then they will die. They decide. And they will die. You tell me. What happening? Oh, what are you doing? At that time, Krishna Balaram promised, "Okay, we are going tomorrow morning. We are going to Mathura. And first we kill to Kamsa. After then we save Devaki and Vasudev." So that time, when they promised and they told, at that time all Brajavasis, they are very shy, very unhappening, and whole night they are not sleeping, always talking about Sri Krishna, Yashoda Mata also weeping. Nanda Maharaj told, "Get pacify to her, Yashoda. You don't know Sri Krishna Balaram now, so young age, and they are going to Mathura in capital city. So with me, they are going with me again. Will come here very soon. So how long time? So they are living there. They have not seen in Mathura. So we are going there. After then come back, Rita. You don't worry. Get pacified to her. In this way, so each other, everyone talking and whooping whole night. They did not sleep. After then, in the morning time, Rohini Mata cooked prasadam. Then Yashoda Mata gave prasad. Krishna Balaram. Everyone they took and everyone ready. When Nanda Maharaj also ready to go Mathura. At that time, Krishna Balaram give pranam to Mata Yashoda and request more and more, so very soon will come. After then, they sit in chariot. When they sit in chariot, at that time all Brajagopis came there. Every year they surrounding, some persons falling on the ground, some persons taking wheels, some persons taking horse and chariot. So every year they are weeping. At that time they said, Aho Vidhata Stavana Kati Daya Sangyo Jamaitya Pranayena Dehina Aho Vidhata Savana Kachidaya Sangyo Jamaitra Pranayena Dehina. Are Vidhata, O Brahma, you don't know creation. How can code creation? So, why you made both connections and after then you cut? You finished all things. So all relationship today finished. So Sri Krishna now, he is going in Mathura. So he left all Brajavasis and he forgot all us. At that time, so Aho Vidhata Stavana Kachidaya, you are not kindness, not pretty. So kachidaya sangyojya maitriya pranayena dehina. So you made connections. So we thought Sri Krishna is Yashoda's son and always leave him in Brajabhumi. So we have love and affection. Today everything finished. You are like baby. So babies they are playing and so making so many things after then kicking by feet. So same way you are like baby child, you don't know how can do creation. So you got all things. After then Brajagopi, they prayed, oh, today will be in Mathurapuri will be very happy. There sun arising. Here everything darkness, all Brajabhumi, they are going in deep separation. In this way, they are weeping for Sri Krishna. Then Sri Krishna came down and he gave pacify to all Brajagopis and also Vrishabhanu Nandini Sri Radharani. So Sri Krishna gave pacify to them. I promise, O Radhe, I must come. Today I am going and tomorrow I will kill to Kamsa. Next morning I come back, return. I promise. So after 3 days, so we'll come here. You don't worry. Believe me, accept me. Sri Radhika told, if I know before, then I could not come here. So why I came? So many stories, many Purans, so many Shastras, so different kinds they spoke. But when Sri Krishna told to Radharani and all Brajagopis that time. So Radharani told, so why came? That time Sri Krishna also gave pacify to her, "Oh Radhe, you know. So I have so many duties. So in Mathurapuri, so many devotees, they are waiting for me. And so many demons, how can kill them if I am not going there? In this way, so many play, I am playing." That time Sri Radhika told, "Okay, if your desire." So that time Sri Krishna promised and told her, "Oh Radhe, you tell me, you don't be crying." Radharani told, "Not possible to stop or control my tears. So when heart is melting, that time tears fall in. I cannot control. How can control the tears? Okay, I am not making any problem on your way. What is your desire, you can do and you will be happy. Your happiness is our happiness." At that time, Sri Krishna also gave pacify so many things. But how can control Brajagopis, their heart, mind and senses? That time they have deep separation, so weeping for Sri Krishna. When Sri Krishna sit in chariot and they accrue also any crooked way, so carried chariot and they have gone. At that time, Brajagopis also followed the chariot. They came in Uddhav Kiari in forest. At that time, so Brajagopis, when they had seen flags and chariot, that time they are looking only for Sri Krishna. After then, they are falling on the ground and fainting. Then Brajagopis, they saw Govinda Damo Dharamadhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadhaveti. This way. So Brajagopi, always very deep separation mood, they are fainting on the ground in Uddhav Kiari. Then Akrur to Krishna Balaram, they went in Mathurapuri. Here Brajavasi, always they are waiting for Sri Krishna long, long time. So 3 months they are not drinking water, not eating foods. Always they are fasting and waiting for Sri Krishna. They are in Mathura when Akrur and Krishna Balaram, they came in Mathura. At that time in the evening before sunset, then Nanda Baba kept all luggage and all bullock car there. After then Nanda Baba gave prasadam to Krishna and Balaram. After prasadam, then they went in Mathurapuri. So in this way, Akrur came in Mathura and Krishna Balaram also came. So I stop here. Pancha Kalpataru Vasya Kripa Sandhu Bhai Vacha Patita Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo.
When concerned Akrur, then in the way, he was thinking, "Oh, I am very fortunate. I will go and show Supreme Lord Krishna and Baldev. Oh, will they call me uncle, my dear uncle, uncle? Will they embrace me? Will I give my head on their feet?" Thinking so. And when he went to Nandagram and he saw the footprints and dust sunk
lotus feet, dhanush, chakra, and so many things. At once he jumped up from his chariot and began to roll down on lotus feet, dust of Krishna. And tears coming, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, if anyone has that mood, like Akrur, then they certainly have the mercy of Krishna. Then he went. When it was declared that tomorrow in the morning, Nandobha, myself, I am going, the Sakhas are going, Krishna Baldev will go to Mathura to pay tax, and if we will not obey, then he will torture also, and he will try to kill Krishna and Baldev. So, better we should go. And in the meantime, what told Tirtha Maharaj, in the night, whole night gopis were lamenting and lamenting. They were thinking that we are not so beautiful. But the wives of Jadav, Rajkumari, they are very, very beautiful. When they will see the smiling face of Krishna, they will be attracted. And Krishna also will be attracted to them. How he can return? He will not return, we know. So, they are the Rajkumari of city, kingdom, Mathura. We are cowherds. We are not so qualified for Krishna. So Krishna may not, he will not return again. So they were lamenting so much. They were speaking to each other. All the Brajavasis are foolish. Or father, mothers, they are not checking, stopping Krishna. Why they are alone? Mother Yashoda, so foolish. She has no intelligence. She is not stopping Nanda Baba not to go to Mathura. And then whole night weeping and weeping. After that, when Nanda Baba and all were ready to go and Krishna and Baldev on the chariot, then they told, Yashoda Ma took Krishna and his room, hide under bed. Nanda Baba was searching, where Krishna? Where Krishna? Then he told, don't be worried. I'm taking Krishna and promising that with me I will return and give your son in your lap. Don't worry. Then he took, and when they were all ready, Sakha or Nanda Baba are very eager to go and to see that Dhanush Yagya. So gopis gave up their shame, everything. They came forward in front of their Gurujan, superiors, and they catch hold of the rein of the horses. Some lying on the ground. Like they made what, hunger strike or... Then they were telling to Krishna, you should not go. Lamenting so much, Krishna came out of his chariot and told, I promise that today I am going, tomorrow I will finish my job there, and day after tomorrow, parso, I must come. Then gopis thought that Krishna is Satya Sankalpa. What he tells, always. He must come. And then became faint and a crore. Yeah. Gopis are telling, this Akrur is not Akrur, but he is crore. Crore means cruel hearted. He has come to take our life and soul. In this way, Akrur took them, and Nanda Baba with all Sakhas, he has reached before on the bank of Jamuna there. And he was resting and waiting of Krishna. Then Krishna and Baldev with Akrur, they went there. Akrur told, please come to my room, my house. I want give your foot dust. Krishna told, Chacha, uncle, we will finish our job here and then we will come to your house. Don't worry. And they sent, and Akrur went to Kans and told that I have brought. And he, in the night, Kans has so many dreams that I'm sitting on a donkey and my mouth has been colored with red everywhere. And anyone is killing me. And after that, in day, he was seeing that all these jackals weeping from sky, blood raining was there. So many unauspicious things. Oh, now he became. After that, what became? Oh, he went to there. What name? Prem Prayojan. Is he here? Can you, after that? How Krishna went to Mathurapuri, killed Dhanush, he broke the Dhanush and other things.
Om Gyanatimirandhasya Gyanandhanaslakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Puspanjali, my heart like flowers thousands of times, at the lotus feet of Asmadeya Paramarada to my Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Ashtotara Satasisimad, Rupanuga Charivaryo Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my pranam at the lotus feet of my Guru Parampara, and I offer my pranam to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words about how Sri Krishna performed his pastimes in Mathura. So on the day that Sri Krishna arrived, he went to the arena where the bow was being kept.
No. He visited Mathura Nagar. Even blinds began to come to Krishna to see. Mm-hmm. And the ladies there, mm-hmm, who were decorating, giving anjan in one eye. Oh, like this.
So when Sri Krishna went into Mathurapuri, then all the residents of Mathura, they were very excited to see him. Everyone was running into the streets to have the darshan of Sri Krishna and Balaram. Everyone wanted to see him. Even blind people were running there to see him. And the Mathura Ramanis, the princesses of the city of Mathura, they, whatever they were doing, they left everything and quickly ran to seek Krishna. If their cosmetics were not complete, anyway, they would st- stop. If their dressing was not complete, their decorations were not complete, they would leave everything and try to see from their balconies, from their windows, as Krishna and Balaram were going through the streets of Mathura.
You finished very soon? No, no. You finished very soon, Krishna traveling.
Oh.
All the queens, Rajkumari. Oh, they were throwing flowers, chawal, akshat, durba, and khoi, everything on Krishna. And Krishna smiling. Also, they, by smiling, by their eyes to Krishna in heart and embraced. In this way he was going. Everyone of Mathura was so happy to see Krishna. Then, go, Kubja. Oh, before Kubja, something there.
Washerman. So, as Sri Krishna was going through the street, once there was a washerman there, and the washerman, he had so many silks.
Go on.
So many new clothes and ornaments, and Sri Krishna approached him and asked, "Oh, can you give these to me?" But he became upset. Why? Because all of these things, they're not for a cowherd boy who's just come to the city for the first day. These things are for the king. And that washerman was upset. So Sri Krishna, he removed his head with his hand and at once took all of that cloth and dressed himself and distributed the cloth amongst his friends. So now all the boys from the farm, they have come to the big city. They have very nice clothes also. And they are parading around the streets.
Any darji? Darji means?
A tailor.
Yeah.
A tailor took the cloths that were meant for Kamsa and made them into very beautiful clothing for Krishna and his friends.
And then Sudama Mali. Oh, he was going to Kans to give so very beautiful garland, so many. And he saw, Krishna told that, can you give me? Oh, why not? You are best person to. And then he gave. Now Krishna becomes so beautiful. And then Kubja.
So, this washerman, Krishna had killed him. Why? Because in his previous life, he was the washerman who had cast aspersions on the character of Sita Devi, which caused Lord Ramchandra to send Sita Devi away. So now, Sri Krishna, he has a garland, he has new clothes, and he's going through the city of Mathura. At the time, there was one hunchback lady, and she used to take a chandan, sandalwood paste, for Kamsa. So she approached Sri Krishna, and Sri Krishna asked if she could give him the sandalwood paste.
Oh, you are very beautiful.
Krishna was, because she's like this, hunched over. And Krishna said, oh, you are very attractive. Can you give me this sandalwood paste? So then that Kubja, hunchback woman, she was very happy to give the sandalwood paste to Sri Krishna. And she began to smear it on his body. So Krishna was very pleased. So he stepped on her toes and grabbed her by the ears and made her straight, and she was perfect and beautiful in a moment. So then Krishna was leaving with his friends, but someone was pulling his cloth. Kubja took the cloth of Krishna and was pulling and said, oh, please, can you come back to my house? Just now, Sikra said, later. And now I'm busy, have some business to do. I promise I must go to your place and fulfill all your desires. So Sri Krishna was on his way. And he came to the arena where the bow was. And Sri Krishna took the bow and strung it and stretched and broke the bow. And the bow made such a thunderous sound, it struck terror into the heart of Kamsa Maharaj. He was very worried, very disturbed. After that, Sri Krishna returned to the camp of Nanda Maharaj just outside Mathura.
Those who were guard of that dhanush and a big army of Kams, they began to kill Krishna. But Krishna killed them all and then he returned back.
Krishna and Balaram took one part of the broken bow each, and using one half of a broken bow each, they beat all the soldiers who were attacking them and killed them all, and then returned after a very eventful evening, first evening in the city. The next day...
Thank you. Now, next day, in the meantime, Kans saw that Krishna and Baldev are very strong. They killed our whole army, and that he broke the... Oh, it was more than Indradhanush. So he began to think, oh, I may be killed by them. And then he again told to Charun, Mustik and others, and the elephant driver, that you should give so much wine to, and when Krishna will come by main gate, you should crush. And if any will, anyhow he will say, then Chan Mosti kill him. In the way he made a plan. And after that, Gaur Premanande Hari.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So some devotee has requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow. The residence in hotel, room number 1711. The devotees who desire for initiation requested yesterday, they'll come tomorrow 8:30 a.m. And due to Guru's advance age, Guru will be right now. He'll proceed now for his next destination. So no need to be hopeless. Hare Krishna.
Govinda.